On Shabbos, we read about the infamous story of May Meriva. Miriam passes away and there was no water to drink. Being in a desert without water can have catastrophic consequences. So they do what they usually do. They complain to Moshe and Aharon. Hashem tells Moshe, take his staff and speak to the rock and water will emerge. Moshe and Aharon gather the people and Moshe says, Shimunu Hamoyim, listen up rebels. Hamin ha'sela hazeh noitzi lechem moyim? Can we draw water for you from this rock? Then Moshe raises his arm and strikes the rock twice with his staff, v'yetzu ma'im rabim. An abundance of water gushed forth. And Moshe and Aharon receive a severe punishment. Hashem tells them, Yan lo yamantem bilag disheni. Because you did not have faith in me to sanctify me in front of Kal Yisrael, you will not lead the Jewish people into Eretz Yisrael. The Mefarshim debate, what aspect of Moshe's behavior caused this devastating punishment? Rashi says, because Moshe was supposed to talk to the rock and not hit the rock. And the question is, what's the difference between talking to a rock or hitting it? It's still a great miracle. A rock is an inanimate object. You can hit it all day and night and it still won't give you water. So whether talking or hitting, it's still the same incredible miracle. So why did they receive such a severe punishment? So I'd like to share with you an incredible idea I once saw from Jonathan Sacks. And this goes against everything we've ever learned about the episode of May Meriva. He says, Moshe did not actually sin, nor was he ever punished for hitting the rock. So what happened exactly? 40 years earlier, towards the end of Parshas Beshalach, we read about another incident when Klal Yisrael didn't have water. This episode is known as Masa Meriva. After Kriyas Yamsuf, Klal Yisrael arrive in Rephidim and there's no water to drink. And they are convinced that a lack of water will cause their premature demise. And they complain to Moshe. And Hashem tells Moshe, V'kisa batzur v'yotzu memenu mayim. Hit the rock and water will emerge. Now, 40 years later, when faced with the same dilemma, and Hashem tells Moshe to take his staff and speak to the rock, remembering the command from 40 years earlier, Moshe mistakenly strikes the rock. So what was the difference? Why previously Hashem commands Moshe to hit the rock and now the command is speak to the rock? So he says something really profound. The story of Masa Meriva occurred right after Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the generation known as Yoytze Mitzrayim. Those people were born into slavery, into oppression and hardship. There Hashem tells Moshe, strike the rock to get water. This is how the people will respond to your commands, by striking them. Be tough, be blunt. But now, 40 years later, it's a totally different people. It's a generation that was born into freedom. Man fell for them every day from heaven. Their clothing grew along with them. The clouds of glory protected them. They were living a life of privilege, in peace and serenity, in the lap of luxury. Now the command was, speak to the rock. Since Moshe failed to grasp that message, he proved, although he was an appropriate leader for the people who are Yoytze Mitzrayim, those who have been slaves in Egypt, but he was not the right leader for this generation. And that's why he could no longer lead them. And Hashem had to find his successor to lead them into Eretz Yisrael. What a wonderful idea. Each generation has its own specific mission in Avodas Hashem. And it's up to the leader of that generation to try to inspire and imbue the people of his generation with that unique message. Every generation receives a leader that is suitable for that generation specifically. The Gemara says in Masechtas Bava Basra, when Moshe passed away and Yeshua replaced him as the leader of Klal Yisrael, Zekenim Sheba'oisa Hadar Amro, the elders of that generation said, how can we compare the greatness between these two leaders? Pnei Moshe k'pnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua k'pnei Labana. The face of Moshe shone as bright as the sun. However, the face of Yeshua is only similar to the moon. Oy la oisa busha, oy la oisa klima. Woe for this embarrassment, woe for this disgrace, that we were not zoicha to another leader of the stature of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara's expression of zekenin sheba oisa hadar, the elders of that generation, is a little strange. Obviously, it's from that generation. So why does the Gemara specify that they wore sheba oisei hadar? And the idea is, because we are constantly judging our leaders. We look at our leaders, we look at our Rabbanim that we have today, and we say, I still remember his father. He was a true gadol. This guy, he's an imposter. He's a joke. I remember his grandfather. He was a malach elokim. He was a poel yeshuas. He performed open miracles. Okay, it's Yiridus Hadairus. So we expect a small decline. But compared to his father, it's not a small decline. It feels like he fell off the cliff. And we wonder, why aren't our leaders as great as in previous generations? And the Svarim HaKadoshim write that the greatness of leaders are commensurate to the quality and to the worthiness of the people in his generation. The Ribbono Shel'Olam gives us leaders that are appropriate to the level of our generation. And if we are not worthy, if we are not on that spiritual level, he limits their abilities so that they can relate and connect to us on our level, so that he can fulfill our specific needs. It doesn't mean that Rabbi Yashub could not have been as great as the Vilna Gaon, or Rabbi Avadia wasn't as great as the Noi Debi Yehuda. It's just that our generation wasn't on that level of where we can be makabel from a Vilna Gaon or from Rabbi Kiva Eger. And that is what the Zakenin Sheba Oysa Hadar said. The elder said, woe to our embarrassment. The shame and humiliation is not for our leaders. Sheba Oysa Hadar. It's for us, the people in our generation, that we aren't Zoicha to have the great leadership of Moshe Rabbeinu. The generation of Yoytze Mitzrayim was known as the Dor Deya, the generation of knowledge, the ultimate generation. And yet, in the very next generation, there was such a decline that they weren't Zoicha to have Moshe Rabbeinu as their leader. Nowadays, where the decline from generation to generation is so much more profound, it's no wonder that we aren't Zoicha to such great leaders. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.